The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, Harper, Tony, and Carol. This is Angel Damien from Dallas, Texas. I'm calling because I wanted to show my paranormal experience that happened to me back in 2004-2005. Can't really remember what year it was, but it was around that time. I was 14 going on 15, and the new movie, The Grudge, just came out. And before I watched the movie, my mother had always told me to be careful what I watched or what I listened to, because it could bring spirits or bad energy into the house. So that following day, I went to go get the movie The Grudge, and I watched it with my brother. And of course, after I watched it, that night I couldn't sleep. It really scared me. So the next morning, I felt okay, still afraid of that movie, but you know, during daytime you feel better. My brother wanted to go for a walk, and I said no, but he was so persistent that I started to get anxious. So that following day, I had really bad anxiety. I started hyperventilating. I couldn't breathe. I called the ambulance, and it was just crazy from there. So after that incident, that following week, I could not sleep. I had trouble sleeping. I had trouble eating. I had trouble just leaving the house. And when I left the house, I would start to cry. I didn't want to go anywhere. Well, after that, when I was staying inside my house, I remember my mom got the internet going. And I remember to help me with my anxiety, I would play on the internet, and that would help me with my anxiety. Well, one night, I remember I felt this dark energy around me, and this is before I started seeing stuff. One night I was on the internet and I just felt this energy around me. And on the side of the computer, there was a cup of pencils and pens. You know how people put pens and pencils just to keep their writing things? So I did that. And so I felt this energy. And when I looked on the right side of me, I saw this dark shadow hovering over me. And at the same time, I was scared, but at the same time, I got mad. I took that cup of pens and pencils and I threw it at the shadow and it instantly went away. And after it went away, it felt great. I didn't feel anxiety anymore. So I thought that would end. I thought my anxiety was gone. 2 weeks later, I'm still dealing with anxiety. My mom cannot help me get to sleep. And they say when you have anxiety, you have a safe person. Well, my mom was my safe person. She always helped me. So during that 2 weeks, when she was trying to get me to sleep, my mom called my grandma, and my grandma told me to start listening to Christian music. So I remember I had a blue CD player. My grandmother gave me a CD of Nicole C. Mullen. It was Christian music, and my mom would play it for me every night. And it helped me. It didn't help instantly, but it did help me. So when I finally got to go to sleep, I felt great. But of course, that didn't help it go away. The following after that, I remember for some reason I couldn't sleep in my bed. So I asked my mom, hey, can I sleep with you in your room? And mind you, I'm a teenager. I'm like I said, 14 or 15. So I thought it was kind of funny asking my mom if I could sleep in her room with her because, you know, I'm old enough. But she said, no, it's okay. Of course you can. So my mom had a small bed at the time. So I said, can I sleep on the floor? And she said, yeah, that's fine. So I slept on the floor and I remember sleeping. I don't remember what my brother saw, but my brother said that when he saw me, when he got up to go to the bathroom, he saw me sleeping on the floor in my mom's room. And he said that he saw a dark entity crawling towards me on the floor. And like I said, I was asleep, so I wasn't aware of anything going on. But he told us this the next morning. So I asked my brother more questions about it, and he just said that he saw a dark entity. And my brother was never one to be sensitive to the paranormal. And my brother, he experiences anxiety like I do, but never the severity of it like I do. So after that night, my brother started seeing stuff, and the things that he started seeing, I never saw. He started seeing, this entity of a man, and I don't remember what the man's name was, but I remember my brother recalled saying that he saw this man drowning a little girl in the bathtub in the same apartment that we were living in, and we've never lived in an apartment that had such paranormal experience. And so my brother started seeing stuff. So that's when I knew that this apartment was haunted. So my mom started praying. She threw holy water and holy salt and everything. So while that was going on, it was so weird. I remember praying, Father, please help me get rid of this entity. Please help me with my anxiety. It was so weird. So a week after praying for that, I went to McDonald's because I was meeting with my friend. And where I live in Dallas, Texas, you know, it's a city. There's a lot of Mormons and people that come to your door selling Bibles, you know, telling you about God. Well, anyways, I was in McDonald's and I was minding my own business. And at the time, I didn't have anxiety and it wasn't even on my mind. Well, I was sitting at the table at McDonald's. These two young guys walked in and they were Mormon. They came up to my table and they said, for some reason, God told us to speak to you. He told us to give you this. And I thought it was weird because, like I said, I prayed that he would give me an answer or, you know, some help to get rid of my anxiety. So the two young guys gave me a CD and they said, God told me to give you this and he told me that it will help you. So later that day, I went home. I put the CD in my blue CD player, and it was talking about a guy that was in the hospital. He was sick. He was dying. I can't remember what he was dying from, but he was dying. And he said while he was dying, he started to see these black figures come into his room. And he said that he was never religious. He never really believed in God. But he said as he started to see these black figures come into his room, he remembered calling out to Jesus to help him and to, you know, help him, because he said that he sensed that these dark figures were coming to take him to hell because he was a disbeliever. And he said when he was calling out Jesus, these dark figures were calling out to him, disbeliever, disbeliever. But he said the more that he called out to Jesus, the more he started to believe that Jesus was there for him. And while he was doing that, he said that he saw a bright light, and he said that he saw Jesus, and Jesus took his hand and saved him. And so from there, he was a believer. So that CD, when I was listening to it, it helped me in some way. It made me keep my faith and to keep believing in God and just to keep praying. Now, after that, which I thought was weird, it was about a week after that, I continued to listening to that CD over and over because it did help me. But it was so weird because, like I said, a week after that, I was watching TV and there was a commercial that popped up. It was about a lady that had severe anxiety, and she was selling a CD, a complete series of CDs that helped people with anxiety. And something told me to buy that. So I told my mom, I got the number, I wrote the name down, the name or number down, and I told my mom, and my mom bought it for me, and that whole CD helped me. It was explaining what anxiety was and how it helps people to, you know, the CDs will help people to cope with it and to deal with it. And also, before I bought those CDs, that same CD that the Mormons gave me, it was a CD about demonic oppression. And so I believe that demonic oppression came from watching the movie The Grudge. And so from then on, I still continued to watching horror movies, but I became more mindful and more, I guess, more aware of it. I didn't really understand the severity of spirits and demons until then. And before that whole, you know, before I got anxiety and before I started experiencing those paranormal events, when I was 10 or 11, this is the first time I saw something. We also lived in an apartment that was not too far away from that same apartment that had the paranormal events that I was telling you about. The first thing I saw, I remember there was a two-bedroom, and no, I'm sorry, I wasn't 10 or 11. I was maybe 8 or 9, and at the time, my brother and I shared a room, and I remember my brother went into my mom's room. Her room was down the hallway, and I remember I was in my room by myself, and I wanted to talk to my mom and brother, and there was the dark hallway. The living room and the hallway was dark, but my mom's room was down the hall. Her light was on. My light was on. I remember walking into the hallway, and before I stepped out, I sensed something. And right when I looked, there was a red figure that ran right by me, ran right across from me in the hallway, and it scared me. So I remember going to my mom's room that same day, and I told her what had happened. And she prayed, and she said, "You know, Angel, you are the light. You, my mom calls me the light. She calls me serenity because I just possess this, you know, this vibe about me that is light." And I recently listened to your podcast, one of the recent episodes that you had. It was about that guy that said how, you know, when you're the light, the darkness knows that and they will continue to send forces. So I just believe that no matter how many times I pray, and no matter how many times I go to church and keep my vibration raised, that the dark forces will always come and try to belittle me, try to manipulate me, and try to overpower me. So over the years, I've gotten better with anxiety. I still have panic attacks, but not as to the extent like I used to. I don't hyperventilate and I don't freak out like I used to. I'm able to control it better. But yeah, so that's when I first started getting anxiety and seeing paranormal things. And recently I've had paranormal activity, not really seeing anything, but sensing things. I believe that I could still, I can't see them like full physically. I could sense that a presence is there. But these apartments where I live in now, I believe that there was some bad things going on. And now that I am older, I am now 32 years old, I still experience paranormal activity and anxiety. But yeah, that was when I really started to experience the paranormal, like really started seeing stuff, is when I watched the movie The Grudge. So when they tell you to be careful what you watch and what you listen to, really believe that and listen to it, because it's true. It affects your mind. It can alter your reality if you let it. And it's true. If you are the light and you are a very positive person, the dark forces know that, and they will always continue to work against you. But yeah. And so from after that, I haven't really seen anything. The last time I saw something was back in, I want to say maybe 2014. And it wasn't, I didn't really see anything like of a ghost or spirit. It was just like the paranormal to where you could sense something when, so I wouldn't really consider it maybe paranormal, more like psychic. I believe that I'm not a medium, but I'm a, I don't know what they call it. I could sense spirits and I could see them every now and then, but sometimes I could, oh, I guess it's called a clairvoyant. I could sense things before it happens. I've had incidents to where I could sense death, or that death was in the air and then it happens. But as for seeing paranormal like spirits or ghosts, I haven't had that happen since 2014. In 2014, my wife and I moved to Texas from Vermont, and I remember we were laying down and we were getting ready for bed, and I was fine. I wasn't scared or anything, and I just remember this dark overcoming feeling just came over me, and I just remember seeing like this white shadow hovering over me, and it really scared me. I started crying, and I'm normally not a crying person, but I started crying. I told my wife and I told my mom, and they prayed over me. And before I knew it, the entity was gone. The energy was gone, and I felt more comfortable and lighthearted. I didn't feel scared anymore. But yeah, I apologize if my story is all over the place, but those were my paranormal events. And I just want to say that I'm a big fan of your podcast. I've been listening for over a year now, and I'm planning on becoming a EPP member, and I just love listening to your stories, and I just hope that this story helps someone, if it makes it on there, to be more mindful of, you know, what you watch and what you listen to, and be careful what you put your mind to, because it really can alter your reality and become your reality if you let it. But that's my story. Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great day.
This has been a Grave Confession
from The Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.